As soon as we get off the elevator, I know something is wrong. Our apartment has no mat in front. The muddy boots and fake flowers are gone. The doorway looks empty, abandoned, like nobody lives here. Who took our stuff? Intruders? Strangers? Squirrels? Fetch Man opens the door and I race inside. Nose to the floor, I sniff for clues. But all I smell are Food Lady, Fetch Man, and Hattie, my own family. I rush into the eating place. Apparently, Food Lady is not aware that things are missing. She gives me a quick pat, then sighs, like she has a big job to do. She's completely focused on a pile of boxes. Packages! My tail goes nuts. I stick my snout in the closest box and begin rooting around. But it smells boring, like old teacups, not new and exciting like a package.
Fenway?
Food Lady scolds. That's human for "you're in trouble." My ears droop and I back away. I was only doing my job. Packages must be inspected. What if they're hiding something dangerous? Or delicious? Fetch Man smiles and kisses Food Lady's cheek. He speaks quickly and gestures a lot, like he's the happiest human in the world. What's he so excited about? Isn't he worried that our stuff's been stolen? Good thing my humans have a Jack Russell Terrier on patrol. We're obviously in terrible danger. There's so much to do. I keep sniffing around, but I do not find one single clue. And no tasty crumbs or yummy drips either. Food Lady wraps noisy paper around the dishes and tucks them into a big box. She grabs crinkly bags of chips and pretzels and cookies. Cans and jars, too. Pretty soon, the cabinets are cleared out. Hey, wait a minute! What are we supposed to eat? I must warn my short human. I race to her room, barking the whole way. Bad news, Hattie! We're going to starve! But when I get there, she's surrounded by boxes, too. And she looks miserable. Probably because she couldn't come to the dog park. Hattie loves playing ball and chase as much as I do. Even though I have terrible news, she forgets how sad she is when she sees me.
Fenway, she sings in her sweet voice.
That means here's a treat. Hooray, hooray, I bark, blasting through the door. That's my Hattie, always thinking of me. I scamper over a box and hurl myself at her legs. I can hardly wait.
Aw,
she says with a giggle, reaching into her pocket. The treat sails into my mouth. Chomp! Wow-ee, that hits the spot. Hattie pats my head and gazes into my eyes, her face back to being sad, like that was the very last treat. That's what I was saying, Hattie. We've been wiped out, I bark. Probably by squirrels. Her shoulders sink with the horrible realization. I nuzzle her ankle. Don't worry. Your protector is here. She must be feeling worse than I thought, because her dark eyes go right to the way up high shelf. She climbs onto the bed and reaches for the fuzzy toy that used to be a bear, but is now only the upper half, with one arm. Uh-oh. That means something scary is happening, like a stormy night with rain and boom kabooms. Hattie pulls the used-to-be bear off the high shelf. She clutches it to her chest. She is scared. Good thing I'm here to cheer her up. As she's stepping down, I snatch the used-to-be bear from her arms. I zip around the bed and fly over a box. Hattie's on my tail, laughing. Hey, she says, reaching out her arms.